One of the measures signed into law by Governor Jim Doyle was inspired by the story of a 16-year-old girl who was sexually assaulted by her swimming coach. If the man had been a school employee, he could have been convicted of a felony. Because he was a private coach, he was charged instead with a misdemeanor and given a lighter sentence. Dennis Thompson is the girl's father and helped push for a new law that would ensure that coaches, youth group leaders, and others who mentor children are punished the same as teachers would be for having sexual relations with their students.
In our case, my daughter, it won't benefit anymore for, but hopefully in the future, more of the so-called coaches and mentors will be accountable and maybe think twice, but at least they'll be accountable for their actions.
Another law signed by Governor Doyle would let judges sentence repeat sex offenders to life in prison. The previous maximum was 40 years. Doyle says it's important to stay vigilant.
Wisconsin's sex predator laws and penalties are among the toughest in the nation, and they are working. But we must always remember that keeping our kids safe is a never-ending job.
Yet another law would remove any time limits for prosecution on charges of sexually assaulting a child. And another would help victims of sexual assault keep their names confidential when they register to vote in Wisconsin. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.